Aloha. I guess you're wondering why I called you here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Elvis Presley. Fire away with your questions first.
Elvis?
Yes, sir.
You have had a couple of wild arrivals here. You came here in 1927.
Well, they were both pretty good. Excuse me. They were both pretty wild. I mean, last time I was here, I probably remember both of them quite a while. It'd be hard to choose between the two, though. Far away, huh? Tell you the truth, I can't tell you right now because I don't know. All I know is I just woke up. And we got a show tonight. I couldn't tell you right now.
Speak up if you have any questions, please.
Yes, sir.
Because we have the news first.
How many chickens have you got lined up in here?
About 11.
11?
Yes, sir.
How long time?
In the next 4 years through 1965, I think. I beg your pardon, ma'am? For a trip overseas? Well, we took a little one this morning. are you speaking of Europe or Far East? Well, maybe. Eventually we will, yes ma'am. We will eventually, but right now we're pretty well tied up. I don't have any time.
And how many Hawaiian songs? You know yet what songs?
Well, almost all the songs are Hawaiian. A lot of them are old Hawaiian standards. And some of them are new ones that were written especially for the picture.
How long will you be here filming the picture?
I'm not sure yet.
Will you folks taking pictures there, lean down, please, because you'll have plenty of time to take pictures later. Let these newspaper folks ask the question first.
How much fan mail do you average per week?
It differs. Sometimes you get more than you do at other times. It's pretty hard to keep up with it. Who asked me that question? It's pretty hard to keep up with it. It differs. Sometimes it's more and sometimes it's less. I would imagine I've got sometime 5 or 10,000 a week, something like that.
Will you be traveling to any of the other islands during your stay in Hawaii this time?
Well, I think we're filming a week in another island.
Hawaii?
Right, right. And then we go to South Africa to catch some wild buffalo.
Next, please.
Yes, ma'am. Took 3 weeks, I believe. 3 weeks.
You have a question, Mr. Wallace? Next. Speak up, because we have to go on with our pictures and taping. Speak up.
Yes, sir.
What's your reserve status in the Army?
Well, I'm in the standby reserve right now. Yes. Which means that, you know, in case of an emergency, I would be called back to active duty. And I have to attend a meeting once every 4 years, I think it is. No, no. I mean, a 2 week summer camp.
We're not available until after the show tonight because we have some more tickets to sell. Next, please.
When you were granted an honorary colonelship,
made an honorary colonel in the state of Tennessee by Governor Buford Ellington a few days ago. Did you get the colonel's reaction yet? Now that you're a colonel also.
I haven't talked to him about it yet.
That's why we're doing the show at the Navy, so they can make me an admiral.
There you go. But as soon as the governor made the statement, the governor of Tennessee said Colonel Parker is no longer the number one colonel, you know? I thought, uh-oh, I've had it when I get to Hawaii, you know, and I see the colonel.
This lady there.
Yes, this is General Patterson. He's here. He's
calling
you Colonel Parker.
That's about right.
And we went Dutch.
And then neither one of us paid for the meal.
Anyone else?
Oh, I didn't change it. I just I like to try different things, you know. I haven't changed it really, because let's face it, I can only sing one way.
Pearl,
the
pictures that you have coming up.
Kevin,
you don't use beautiful women.
No, I couldn't say that. Not that I know of.
He only uses beautiful women.
I think she's available. Who's co-starring in Blue Hawaii? Joan Blackman.
This lady right here.
Yeah. If I get a chance, yeah.
Hold up
if I can catch him one
this
time.
Right there. Speak up,
please. Are you going to get any surfing in?
Well, we do some surfing in the picture. There's quite a bit of surfing in the picture. And quite a bit of swimming. So.
Hold up your hand. Anyone else? Any
over here?
All right. You must hold up your hand because we must go on with the interview
there.
This lady here.
All right.
Is it true that you
call
your black belt?
I beg your pardon?
What's all the other problem, black belt?
It's pretty hard to hear.
Are you
in the
army? How long have you taken?
Oh, I started in the army. Well, I had three or four different instructors. I had a Japanese instructor, a German instructor, and a
that lady right over there.
Indochinese. They were all in Europe. In Europe.
That lady right there.
Do you know if you'll be putting out
will you be quiet, please, folks?
Do you know if you'll be putting out an album for the movie Blue Hawaii?
Yes, definitely, yeah. In fact, we recorded last week. About a week, I think.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon, huh?
Arizona Memorial, what is it about to attention?
I read an article in the Los Angeles Examiner about 3 months ago. We called Mr. George Chaplin, editor of the Honorable Advertiser. That's how it started. This lady over there.
What is this, tape?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about doing the show?
Oh, I'm very happy to do it.
All right, I'd like to call
it's a very worthy deal.
Technocrats and
Commander
Henderson.
Anything else you'd like to ask me that I can answer?
Y'all be seated.
Elvis?
Moo Moos?
Alright. Elvis, this is Mr. Tucker Grimes.
Well, I'm not used to
it. This is a funny show.
Will you be quiet, please? Quiet, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, for just a moment, I would like to inject a rather serious note into this gathering. Because after all, what Elvis is doing here is for a very great cause. And so I speak very briefly, but to the point, on behalf of the 1,177 men who are entombed in the Arizona. And on their behalf, and on behalf of the Pacific War Memorial Commission, we want to thank all who have played such a very important part in this program to be held tonight. Now, Elvis, we have three items that we want to present to you. First of all, here is an honor certificate signed by Admiral Nimitz expressing appreciation to you for what you are doing tonight. Then there is a second certificate from the Pacific War Memorial Commission for asking that you serve as an honorary member of that group. And lastly, Elvis, we have a plaque. The folks here will recognize this as the outline of the coat of arms of Hawaii. I will read it. USS Arizona Memorial, Ward of Honor Elvis Presley, Pacific War Memorial Commission, March 25th, 1961, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. So we present these to you, sir, and with these go our sincere, our most sincere appreciation.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Elvis, before we go on, with your permission, I would like to speak to this friend of yours who doesn't seem to ever pick up a meal tab. We've had the experience that he's most hospitable around here. Colonel Parker, you have now worked for 3 months, day and night, and I want to go on record and tell you good people that Colonel Parker has spent many, many weeks. Frankly, he has spent his money and maybe some of Elvis's, a small fortune, and maybe
I hear it's hard to know.
We would be less than honest if we did not say that the degree of success that we hope to approach tonight is strictly because of the hard work that he has done. Now, over on my left over there is Mr. D.E. Stein, a member of the commission. Put your hand up, Mr. Stein. Mr. Sparky Matsunaga and Mr. Joe James Custer, all members of this commission who want to recognize publicly and officially the great work that this good gentleman has done. So, Colonel Parker, we hope you will accept honorary membership of the Pacific War Memorial Commission. I think in 3 months you've done as much work, perhaps, as most of us have done in the last 15 years. And then from Admiral Nimitz, we give you this honor certificate concerning the Arizona itself. And then we have a plaque for you, sir. And if you measure this plaque, you will notice that it's exactly 3/4 of an inch shorter than Elvis's. We know that proper protocol, the way you folks work.
Well, that matches my commission anyway.
Speaking of commission, we want you to know that the Colonel gets a commission on what he does for this show tonight. The commission is zero. In fact, he has spent for it almost as much money as we're going to raise, but he's done it in the great spirit of the cause. 100% of the proceeds go to the USS Arizona.
Let me check to see if it's an Admiral commission.
I will read it for you, sir. It says Fleet Admiral, U.S. Navy, Honorary Chairman.
That's Admiral Nimitz.
Well, you've only been working 3 months. He worked for 35 years. All right, now, Colonel, and then we give you this seal from the state of Hawaii in appreciation for your work. Without further ado, we will hear from the Public Information Officer, the Commandant, 14th Naval District, Commander Dillon.
Largest industry in Hawaii, surrounded by 10 million square miles of ocean. So I can assure you he's not out on golf course this afternoon. During the decoy, I'm here to present to you this token of appreciation that we have.
I understand the admiral is going to sell pictures tonight for us.
Well, the admiral is going to be there with Belgium tonight. This is a certificate of appreciation for outstanding public service presented to Colonel Tom Parker in connection with fundraising for the U.S. and Arizona Memorial by voluntarily offering, promoting, and staging a benefit show starring Elvis Presley and his supporting troop at Rock Arena, Pearl Harbor, on 25 March 1961, signed R.L. Commandant for East Kansas.
Thank you very much.
Elvis, maybe the colonel outranks you, but I'm giving you a larger token of our appreciation than the colonel got. So this is one area in which you will exceed his by physical measure. Now, I don't know whether you've been made an admiral or not, or whether you've been made a colonel. I was out of the room for just a little while.
You're a colonel.
You're a colonel. Well, this shows that you can get promoted faster when you're out of the Army than when you're in it. We certainly do appreciate the wonderful thing you're doing for the Arizona Memorial. And on behalf of Admiral Campbell, may I extend his appreciation for the fine thing you're doing. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you,
Bill. How do you want this? Okay. Yes, but Elvis, looking at it. Pick it up, Elvis. Take a good look at it, Elvis. Move it a little closer.
Would you like to see the...
you look at it, Elvis. Take a look. 100,000 bills going out now, Elvis. Tell your brother, the newsboy, would you?
Yeah. Well,
close it, Elvis. Talk to Robin again, will you, Robert? No, talk to Robin. Thank you.
Right on. All right, now if you all step aside, we want to get the contest winners with the Nipper Golf. Tom Moffat, contest winners. Where are they? All right, over here, the contest winners. Come on.
Hey, Fitz. Hey, Fitz.
Over here. Come on, girls. George, can you bring them over, please? Let them get by it. Come on. Okay, girls, let's go. Come on, go. Come on. All of you.
Job you are doing for the Arizona Memorial.
Thank you very much.
And this is
Look at Elvis. Look at him.
Okay.
Look at Elvis.
All right, now, all you photographers, want to get your pictures, get them right now. If Elvis alone or with somebody, get them right now. Come on, girls. Okay, get your pictures now. All you radio stations that have tape recorders, be right there. Now, follow me. You stand by, please. Mr. Folsom. George Parker, her pen, right away, front center. Okay, girl.
Oh, my God. Don't worry.
Phil, come on.
This way, Colonel. This way?
Hi, how are you? All right, Miss Parker and Ann Stein, Jim, right away, front center, please. Right away.
Thank you.
I'll do as many of them as I can.
Where are they?
Get them in here. Picture of Elvis, Mr. Conner, right himself.